veil was falling as I watched men carry computers and flash drives from a small Midvale apartment to a mobile command vehicle parked outside.
This gentleman's house is right next to a child's playground.
This gentleman is 31-year-old Richard Epperson, caught sharing child pornography on a program called ChatStep.
They report it to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and they say, we found these images in our server. They're connected to, you know, this account. NetMec does what they do, and they figure out what task force to send it to.
I'm sitting in the car watching as these members get ready for their bust. They're not letting me outside because they don't want me to interfere, but I can see them. They're getting heavy guns ready. They're dressing up in armor, bulletproof vests, and they're also wearing black outfits with big white letters spelling out police on their arms, on their back. I'm told it's so that when they go up to this person's door, they know very clearly who's come to get them. Jessica Farnsworth, commander of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, says far too often their suspects become dangerous when they realize police are at their door.
A lot of these guys know it's just a matter of time before we come and find them. We've had some people that have ran for guns or shot themselves as we've made entry.
In this case, Epperson cooperated, and officers began to search through every piece of tech he owns.
A lot of people think the child pornography that we're going after are the barely legal kids, and we just don't have the resources.
Instead, Farnsworth says they have to focus only on the cases involving prepubescent children.
The kids that still believe in Santa Claus.
And in this case, the team tells me they found thousands of the images downloaded into Epperson's tech.
Every member of the task force comes in very healthy, but after a while, it's very hard seeing those images.
Special Agent Alan Connor has spent hundreds of hours training, learning to bring these kinds of images to the surface, even if they've been deleted. Connor has children and teared up when I asked him, how do you handle these images?
That is probably a more difficult question. Some of the stuff that we see and deal with are very difficult to deal with emotionally. You have to find ways to keep yourself very well grounded, whether it's having hobbies that you just really enjoy, to seeing a therapist on a regular basis.
Connor got involved because he knew a victim and as a child didn't realize what it meant. Now he does everything he can to help the children who are still facing abuse every single day.
They don't have the capability most of the time to protect themselves. And so somebody has to try to step in.
The team is made up of officers like Connor from all over the state. Some stay a long time. Farnsworth has been with the program since it started in 2000. Others, she tells me, transfer out after just one case.
They got into this job to serve and protect. And it's a very helpless feeling to watch a child being sexually assaulted.
When the program first began, Farnsworth said they had four members, two of which were part-time, covering Utah, Idaho, and Montana. But she says this crime only seems to increase. Every state now has their own team, and Utah has 80 members.
We've gone from covering three states with four individuals to one state with 80. And I can tell you, we still don't have enough resources available.
Let's put some numbers behind that claim.
I'm opening it up.
Last year, the task force investigated 924 tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. By April of this year, they already had over 1,000 tips. Farnsworth worries that Utah is like candy for child sex offenders.
We have a lot of children here. We also have a state who is very kind and forgiving. We have good people here in this state.
The Department of Corrections tells me they have over 7,000 sex offenders registered in the state right now. They couldn't tell me how many were sentenced here and how many moved in. Even as ICAC makes arrests, Farnsworth claims many times they're back on the street in a matter of months.
You ought to look at how many of them are actually incarcerated. Most of these cases get no jail time and 36 months probation.
Looking at numbers from the Department of Corrections, her concern is backed for third-degree felony charges. In fact, about two-thirds of the offenders are released immediately on parole. What does that mean? Well, reviewing old cases in Utah, I found at least one third-degree felony charge for a man who failed, but pled guilty to trying to meet up and have sex with a 13-year-old.
I think it's a lack of education. A lot of people think that these crimes are childless crimes. It's just a computer crime. It wasn't like he was sexually abusing kids. What they fail to realize is that a child is being sexually assaulted, was sexually assaulted. You're feeding an appetite.
Investigators were able to uncover thousands of images on Epperson's computer, some of which charging documents show he admitted to sharing on apps and websites. The man is facing 20 child pornography charges. Who knows what court will bring for him, but as I watched, Epperson was handcuffed and walked from the mobile command unit to an unmarked police car outside. Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.